Rabbi Daniel Gladstein.
Sort of like your landsman. I grew up in Cedars.
Oh, really?
Oh. I'm a Rashtiba Rory Spiegel.
Really?
Maybe we can do that on this year.
Good evening. Bruchim Abam. Thank you, everyone, for welcoming me tonight. It's a zchus to be here. Brishus the Rav Shlita, Rabbi Cohen, Rabbi Chazan, and all the chashuva guests who have come this evening. I want to thank Pinchas Brandeis for putting in the efforts for arranging tonight's event. And I want to thank my good Yadid, Rav Chanan Lieberman, also for helping out with the arrangements, and Kol Mi Sha'iskum Tzarchei Tzibur Ve'Amuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishalim Tzcharam. So, Parshas Lech Lecha. Let's begin with the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Ha'hisa Basa, Da'asai, L'Kamed Rav Nachman. There's an Alta Yidina, there's an old lady, she comes before Rav Nachman, Amrale, she says to Rav Nachman, I got a problem. Reish galusa, v'kul rabbanon debe reish galusa, besuka gezula havayasvi. The exilarch, the reish galusa, and all the rabbanon in the house of the reish galusa, they're sitting in a sukkah gezula, they're sitting in a stolen sukkah. So they say, yeah, no, so what's the problem? Says, but they stole it from me, that's the problem. Tzavcha v'layashkechba, Rav Nachman. She's screaming, she's kvetching, she's complaining, and Rav Nachman does not pay attention to her. Amrale! So finally she's had it. She says, Itza dehavale la'avua tlas meo v'tamni sri avdi. Savcha kamechi. She said, you know who I am? I'm not a pashta yidina. You know who my tata is? You know who my father is? My father's got 318 slaves. Savcha kamechu. She's crying before Yivalashka. Chisui, you're not paying attention to her. Saying, you know who you're messing with? You know who you're talking to? My father has 318 slaves. Says the Gemara, Amahu Rav Nachman, Pe'isahi, she's a kvetch, Vein loyal, Demeitz, and Bavad, just pay her for the wood. It's the obvious question is, what kind of nonsense is this woman talking about? You know who I am? My father has 318 slaves. In America, they say, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Who cares that her father has 318 slaves? Most ridiculous thing in the world. And who's her father anyway? So obviously we all know, Rashi says, she's referring to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, of course, you know in this week's parsha, when Lot was captured, so he gathers 318 slaves, Aicholik Alehem Laila. So obviously she means, you know who you're talking to, you know who you're messing with? Mama, I'm a B'nei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, I'm a Bas Yisraelis. My father, I'm from Avraham Avinu. But the question is, that's how she's describing Avraham Avinu. Just, Hagava Atzmacha. Just imagine for a moment, you were to describe who Avraham Avinu was. So let's come up with some titles for Avraham. You would say, you know who I come from? Avraham Avinu, the great Baal Chesed, the Rosh HaMaminim, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, he gathered Alofim Uravavais. I mean, I could think of a lot of nice things to say about Avraham Avinu, but even an Oysher Muflug, even a rotten person, nobody gets up at the Levaya and says, you know who the guy was? You know how much money he had in his retirement account? You know how many Avadim he has? You know how many cars he has? This is... This is an intelligent woman. What's her argument? Do you know who I come from? I come from Avram Avinu. Who cares that Avram Avinu had 318 slaves? It's interesting, Gemara in Sanhedrin. When's Mashiach coming? The answer is we don't know. But the Gemara gives us a clue. One of the clues the Gemara gives is Davar Acher on the Pasuk. Ki Yadin Hashem Amoy, Ki Yireh, Ki Yazas Yad, Ve'efes Otzor V'yazov. Says the Gemara, Ad She Yisya'ashu Min Hagula. You know when Mashiach is coming? When people give up hope from Him coming. When people think He's coming, He ain't coming. As soon as people say, not coming, that's when He's coming. Story goes, in 1967, you know, after the war, so there's a lot of, in Israel, all over the world, there's a lot of messianic fervor. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky gave a clap on the bima. He says, Bivadai, Mashiach is not coming now. So he said, Rabbi Yaakov, okay, I understand, you're not into Zionism, but how do you know for sure Mashiach is not coming? Ulai, maybe, you know, come anytime. He said, no. When people think He's coming, when everyone's talking about it, when people say, oh, Mashiach is coming, the Gemara says, Ad She Yisya'ashu Min Hagula. So the question is, what's the meaning of that? Why would that be? Why would Mashiach only come when people give up hope? Says the Torah, Vayishma Avram Ki Nishva Achiv. Avram heard his brother was captured. So I gave a share today. I heard an amazing thing. This is a side point. No extra charge. Somebody told me, 2 years ago I was giving a shiur in Memphis, Tennessee. The rabbi got up and he said he heard from Rav Avadya Yosef the following shot. The whole story, the four kings and the five kings, what's Avram Avinu doing risking his life to save Lot? There's no chiv to risk your life to save anyone. Nachlok is Bavli Yushalmi, passing like the Bavli. You don't even put yourself into suffix sakana to save somebody else. What's Avram Avinu doing rescuing Lot? And it's Lot's fault. Lot was the one who decided, Avram, I don't want to be with you, I want to go to Sodom. So what's Avram rescuing Lot for? But if you look at the words of the Torah, it says, Vayishma Avram ki nishva achiv. Two places in the Chumash, Lot is called achiv. Elsewhere, Avram says, Lama tehe meriva b'ni u'v'necha, ki anoshim achim anachnu, zot rashi, ki anoshim achim. Medrash agada, doi meklaser, panov shaloit la'avram. Lot looked like Avram. So Avram says to himself, one of the four kings is who? Is Nimrod. Why do you think Nimrod captured Lot? Because Nimrod, his whole life, he's walking around Sabrachin, that he lost the confrontation to Avram. Now he could say, oh, I captured Lot. Lot looks exactly like Avram. Now I'm going to get him, and I'm going to publicly tell everyone I captured Avram, and I'm God, and I got my revenge. So Avram hears, oh, his whole life is in danger now, because Nimrod is going to go around saying that he captured Avram. So Avram has no choice. He has to go be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim to save the world from the toss of thinking that he was captured. That's what Rav Avadya said. And I found it in other Sarm as well. Be it as it may, so Avram Avinu takes Shmoina Asar Ushloish Meos, 318 men, Vayirdoif Adon. Okay? So how many people did he take? 318. Rashi. Rashi said, look in the Gemara Nadarim. Eliezer Levadai Hoya. It wasn't 318. It was just Eliezer. Vahuminian Gematria Shel Shemai. That was the numerical value of his name. He really took what? One. He took Eliezer. But the Gematria of Eliezer is 318. So that's just a code word for saying Eliezer. You know, like, what's Rashi bothered by here? The Pasuk says straightforward, he took 318 men. So, what's the Kasha? There's a Kasha here? Rashi says in Bereshis Gimel Ches, Vani Loi Basi Ela L'Pshutai Shel Mikra. So it says he took 318 men. Imagine somebody pledges $1,000 to the shul. He comes in with 5 cents. So what happened? Gematria of 5 cents is 1,000. So, Feresh Rashi and Chumash. I mean, what's Rashi talking about? Why do Chazal, where do they see that this must be what happened? What about the rule? In Mikro Yotzim Midei Pshutai. So Rabbeinu Bechai says as follows. Rabbeinu Bechai, so to speak, reconciles the Pshat with the Drush. And Rabbeinu Bechai says, Avada and Avada and Avada. Avram Avinu took 318 men. But the problem is that Chazal tell us that when you go out to war, so the general makes an announcement. First they make an announcement, you know, Who got married and didn't consummate the marriage? Go home. Who bought a house and was not mechanech the house? Go home. Who bought a vineyard and didn't enjoy it? Go home. So slowly, slowly, he started off with 318 men, and one guy bought a new house, and one guy is a chosen, and one guy bought a vineyard. And then the general Avram made a big announcement. Any security cats here? So Chazal say, what does it mean? Hayore v'rachalevav. Hayore v'rachalevav means he's afraid me'avera shabiyadai. So what kind of avera? Does machloek is bavli yushalmi either hasach v'intil shal yad v'tfil shal roish? Or the pshat is, Yushalmi says, if you speak between Yishtabach and Yotzer. Have a kasha. Speak between Yishtabach and Yotzer. You know, you're allowed to speak between Yishtabach and Yotzer. The only makom in the tefillah you're allowed to talk is between Yishtabach and Yotzer. Lidvar mitzvah. It's halacha. I remember where I started out in my first shul, so we had a hard time getting a minyan. So sometimes we're up to Yishtabach, right? Or we need a tzeder. So I asked the shayla, am I allowed to call a guy on the phone, get out of bed? yes, you're allowed to. Between Yishtabach and Yotzer, you're allowed. Lidvar mitzvah, but not Lidvar mitzvah! You're out of there, you cannot fight and defend Klal Yisrael. It's such a big chet that you will not be successful in preserving your life in the battle. If somebody speaks between Yishtabach and Yotzer, you're disqualified. So you say, yeah, in Cain. Are you telling me a guy who speaks by Chazaras HaShatz can't protect the Jewish people? That's right, he's in mortal danger. You're telling me a guy who talks by Kriyas HaTorah can't protect the Jewish people? That's right, it's Godol Avoyna Minasai. Somebody talks by Davening, by Chazaras HaShatz, by Kaddish, by Kedusha, by Psukei Dezimra, you're out. Here the guy only spoke between Yotzer and Yishtabach that it's mutter to speak L'dvar Mitzvah. He's also out. So says Rabbeinu Bechaye, Avram said, anyone here talk by Chazaras HaShatz? And then another 315 packed out. No? Hopefully there were a lot of Chassanim. And they were down to one. They were down to Eliezer. So says Rabbeinu Bechaye, what happened was, he took 318 men. The Lashon of the Pasuk is Vayarek. Vayarek is Lashon of Rake. He emptied out. It can mean he trained his Chanichov, but it could also mean he emptied out his army, and he's left with Eliezer. He started out with Eliezer 318, and he ended with Eliezer 318. The only thing is, he started out with an actual 318 people, and he ended up only with one. But what's going on over here? What's the meaning of this? What's the pshat that Avraham Avinu only took with him Eliezer? That's the only one left. And then one last question, and that is, the pasuk says, Vayichalek aleihem laila, and he divided upon them against the four kings laila, night. Hu va'avadav, he and his servants, vayakem. So Rashi says, you know, there's something missing over here. It should say, Vayecholek Aleihem Bilayla. He divided his troops during the night. What do you mean, Vayecholek Aleihem Layla? That sounds like he actually divided the night. So Rashi says, yeah. Rashi quotes a Medrash Agada, that night was split into half. That night was cut into half. What does that mean? The first half of the night was for the rescue of Lot. The second half of the night was preserved. Nishmar Uba for Yitzias Mitzrayim. So let's get something straight over here. I thought when the Ribbono Shel Olam makes a miracle, he just makes the miracle. There are no leftovers. You know, imagine that I go to my host. I have a good host, Baruch Hashem. Imagine my host would have told me, you know, Gladstein, whatever you don't finish tonight, I'm serving you for breakfast tomorrow morning. I mean, the Ribbono Shel Olam, there are no leftovers. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to make a miracle, he makes a miracle. I mean, do we find Purim and Chanukah? The first half is Purim, the second half is Chanukah. What's the pshat over here? The first half of the night was for rescuing light. The second half of the night was for Yetzias Mitzrayim, as if like there are two sides of one coin, as if somehow there's a connection between the rescue of light and Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a war that every Yid wages every moment of life. Chavos HaVavos says, the story goes, that a soldier came back from battle and he meets the Chacham, and the Chacham says, "Where are you coming from?" And the soldier says, "I'm coming back from war." And the Chacham says, "You're coming back from the small war, you're headed to the major war." "What's that?" says the soldier, "Milchemes HaYetzer." The battle against the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara has many arguments and many forces and a lot of arsenal in his repertoire. In fact, I once saw that the Gemara says in Sukkah, the Yetzer Hara has seven names. What does that mean, the Yetzer Hara has seven names? Orel, Tamei, Tzifoni, Ra, Michshal. These are seven different arguments the Yetzer Hara uses, seven different techniques. Sometimes he makes you a Baal Gaiva, sometimes he makes you into an Anav, sometimes he makes you lazy, sometimes he makes you have energy. Yetzer Hara knows how to pull out which card at what time. In fact, the Chida says, how many Svarim are in the Torah? How many books in the Chumash? So we say Chamishe Chumshe Torah, but we don't really paskin that way. We paskin like Revi, Chatzva, Amudei HaShiva. There's seven books in the Torah: Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, before Vayivin Saya, Vayivin Saya, after Vayivin Saya, and Devarim. So there are really seven Svarim in the Chumash, to the point where the Rosh Hashanah on the Gemara asks, why do we say Chav Dalet Svarim? There should be Chav Vav Svarim. Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, says the Chida. There's seven books of the Torah because there's seven Koichos of the Yetzahara. But of all the techniques of the Yetzer Hara, the most powerful war that he wages on us, the biggest weapon, the biggest missile of the Yetzer Hara, the most debilitating argument of the Yetzer Hara, is a four-letter word, and this is the most dangerous feeling that a Yid could have, and that is Yiyush. So I told my uncle, Zal Gesundsein, I'm going to Manchester. So he said, going to Manchester, you should visit the kever of the Manchester Rosh Hashiva. And he said, my uncle had a Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Greenwald. Rabbi Yaakov Greenwald was one of the Talmidei Muvhakim of the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, and the Talmud Muvhak of the Stipler as well. He wrote a very interesting sefer. Aside from being a big Talmud Chachman, I was asked to go to the Manchester Rosh Hashiva's kever and to daven for this Rabbi Yaakov Greenwald. He was a psychologist in Muncie for many years, so he needs a refuah shleima. He wrote two svarim that are mufursam now in my yeshivas, Eitzos v'Hadrachos. Eitzos v'Hadrachos are svarim to mechazek. You know, we live in a generation where people are very weak, physically and especially emotionally. And many people suffer from anxieties and worries and nervousness and all kinds of disorders. It's the Yuridas Hadoiros. We don't have the same mental makeup that they once had. And he wrote a sefer really being mechazek yidden, how to deal with these issues, how to treat them, how to cope with them. And let's introduce it with the words of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The pasuk says in Parshas Shoftim, Kiseitze la melchama alo yevecha. You go out to war against your enemy, Veroisa, and you're going to see Sus, Verechev, horse, chariot, Am Rav Mimcha, Loisira Mehem. Ki Hashem Lekecha Imach, Hamalcha Meyaretz Mitzrayim. Says Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, you go out to war against your enemy, you know who your enemy is? The most vicious, toxic, poisonous enemy that we all have, the Yetzer Hara. And you know what the Yetzer Hara is going to tell you? Reb Yid, you're going to daven now. You're going to learn now. You're going to do a mitzvah now. You want to elevate yourself? You think you're going to have an aliyah? You got to be kidding me. You know how many aveiros you've done? You know how tame you are? You know how sullied you are? You know how dirty you are? Remember what you did last year? Remember what you did yesterday? You remember what you did last night? And you're going to do a mitzvah? The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want your mitzvah. He's appalled, he's disgusted by your mitzvah. He's not really interested in you, he doesn't want you. Says the Yetzer Hara, you see these hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of horses and chariots, Malachei Chavola, Malachi Tuma, you know who made them? Mimecha, you made them. You created them. It's all you. When you go out to war against the Yetzirah, you know what he's going to show you? Sus varechev amrav mimcha. He's going to show you the bad things you created. Says the Tarak Dosha Loisira, don't be afraid. Ki Hashem Elokecha imach hamalcha me'eretz Mitzrayim. What? Because Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. Mashmita Eitzel Har Sinai. What is the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim got to do with it? Let me read to you these words. If you take a look in number 11, this is from the Sefer Eitzlis V'Hadrachais. He says, Mikol Rigshei HaAdam, more than all of the feelings of man, Lo Nimtza Regesh Sheyesh B'Koychai Lichbosh. There is no feeling that could squelch, Lahastir V'Lemnoya, to cover over, to withhold, the afladake koichos hanefesh, to crush human ability, to prevent us from exercising and accessing our potential. Nothing could squash a person, debilitate a person. K'may hayyush. The moment a person feels yush, forget it. I'll never be anything. I'll never daven like an Oyved Hashem. I'll never learn like a Talmid Chacham. The moment Yush creeps into our psyche, it knocks the sails out of you. It blows the wind out of you. You're hopeless. You're de-energized. It's like, forget it. You can't even move. You can't even get out of bed. You don't even want to accomplish. It's like, let's call it a day. I'm finished. Maybe when I was 10 years old, I had a chance to become something. Maybe last year I had a chance, but nothing. And yush could be in many different areas in life. People face physical health challenges, and sometimes we say, nah, that's just an area, there's no way out. People face emotional distress. People say, it will never improve. Relationships with a spouse, with children. Okay, that's just one area. It will never be good. In Yiras Shamayim, in Avodas Hashem, I'm just too far gone. And the moment a person gives up hope and feels yush, they're completely, it's like you take a balloon and you pop it and it completely deflates. There's nothing left. So how do you deal with it? How do you fight the Yetzer Hara? What arsenal do we have in our repertoire to counteract the Yetzer Hara? Says Reb Tzadok HaKohen. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, a very interesting mitzvah. It's maybe the most oft-repeated concept in Yahadus. And that is, we know so many of the mitzvahs that we do, we perform the mitzvah, Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. That's like the centerpiece, the corner piece of Torah Mitzvahs. You put on a talis, Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. You put on your tefillin. The Bach says, Laman, Tia, Toiras, Hashem, Beficha, Kibyat Chazoko, Yitzhak Hashem, Yitzhak Mitzrayim. You say Kriya Shema, Zechiras Yitzhias Mitzrayim. You make Kiddush Friday night, Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. You sit in the Sukkah, Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. Eat matzah, mezuzah, every door you walk out of. Zecher Liyetzias. I mean, you know, I got it already. I might not have the best memory in the world, but how many reminders do I need? Man, you tell someone, make sure you buy me the oranges. Go to, what's that? What's the store over here called? The chain store.
Tesco.
What?
Tesco.
We're going to charge them for the advertisement. You go, I want you to buy me orange juice in Tesco. So basically I tell you, put on a special garment, wrap rope around your arms, and make sure you put up a sign on every door you walk out of. I mean, if you can, you know, it's not rocket science, you know, we'll set one alarm and hopefully we'll remember. No. We're surrounded, mikol hatzadim, zecher liyetzias Mitzrayim, zecher. Why is it so important? What is the fundamental purpose of zecher liyetzias Mitzrayim? Says Reb Tzadok HaKohen. The klal in life is, says Reb Tzadok in Devei Sofrim, if you take a look at number 15, says Reb Tzadok, Ein li Yehudi lehisyayesh mishum davar. Never give up hope. A Jew never gives up hope, not in any Indian. Let's quote the famous story, the Gemara says in Brachos. That one day, Chizkiyahu HaMelech falls ill. Chizkiyahu HaMelech is sick, and he gets a knock on the door. It's Yeshayah HaNavi. And Yeshayah HaNavi says, listen, Chizkiyahu, I have bad news, and I have worse news. The bad news is you're a dead man, and the worst news is you lost your share in Olam Haba. So Chizkiyahu says, oh, you know, I'm a pretty good guy. I thought I was Koiveya, Talmud Torah, and Klal Yisrael. Every little kid knows, you know, Dinei Tuma V'Tara. By the way, for a Rav, this is a good Eitzah, just, you know, between one. How was Chizkiyahu so successful in making sure that everybody came to Shir? Yeah, I highly recommend. He put a sword at the opening of the Beis Medrash, saying, anyone who doesn't come to Shir, I'm going to kill you. And by the way, it's a very effective way to get people to come to learn. Then it's Siv in the Hakdama to the Shultis talks about, you know, Talmud Torah is important, but you can't threaten to kill somebody if they don't. So he talks about the idea Talmud Torah is the protection of Klal Yisrael. It's Ke'ilu, we're not going to win our wars without Talmud Torah. Hakol Kol Yaakov Hayadayim Yidei Esav. Reb Pinchas just showed me right before I came that, you know, there are two psukim in Tanakh. It says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Big ayin. And then in Tehillim, the middle letter of Tehillim is what? Mar in Kedushin Aflamid, Yichar Semena, Chazir Miyar. So if you look in the Tehillim, the ayin is, first of all, small, and it's taloi, it's hanging, it's suspended. That's the way it's supposed to be. It's ki ayin ba'ayin yiru. It's one ayin against the other ayin. It's eye for an eye. If you want to know, it's either the Yidei Esav or it's the Kol Yaakov. It says in Etziv, Chizkiyahu established that people have to come and learn, otherwise you're endangering Klal Yisrael. So it's Mamish Bikuach Nefashos. Very big chiddush in the Etziv. But be it as it may, so Chizkiyahu says, what do you want from me? I foresee, you know, what did I do wrong? So everybody knows, Yeshayah said, Le'asakta b'periyah b'rivyah. So Chizkiyahu said, what do you mean? I foresee in the future I'm going to have children that are not proper. So Yeshayah says the famous words, you do what you got to do and Hashem will worry about the rest. So Chizkiyahu says, you know what? You know, you give me your daughter and between the two of us, the zchus of both of us will protect that we'll have good children. So Yeshayah says, that's a great idea. There's only one problem. Kvar nigzera hagazera, the decree was already made. Whereupon Chizkiyahu HaMelech tells Yeshayah ben Amoitz, Kalei Nevuascha Vetzei. Translate. Go fly a kite. Kach mikoblani mi beis avi abba. I have a Masorah from the Zeda. Afilu cherev chada munachas al tzavore shalodom ayim na'atzma min arachamim. Even when the sword is against the neck, we never give up hope. I have this chus now. My grandfather came to live with our family. My Zayda is a survivor of all the death camps. My grandmother unfortunately passed away the day after Rosh Hashanah. So my Zayda is almost 102. And when he was in one of the death camps, he was put in the crematoria. And at the last moment, a Gestapo came, yanked him out, and said, oh, you could work. The last, he was in the crematoria. Afilu cherev chada munachas al tzavorei shel adam ayim na'atzmai min arachamim. But the question is, what do you mean, kach mikoblani mideis avi abba? I have a tradition from my grandfather. Who is the grandfather of Chizkiyahu? Mestama, he means David HaMelech. David HaMelech, so many times in his life, he was higiyu mayim ad nafesh, and the Ribbono Shel Olam rescued him, and David HaMelech saw Gam Ki Eilech V'Geit Talmoves La'ira Rak Yato Yimadi. And Chizkiyahu said, this is my Masorah. It's never too late. It's never hopeless. Says Rav Tzadok HaKohen, we're going to come back to that. What it may mean that Kach Mikublani Mibeis Avi Abba. Who was his grandfather that he had this tradition from? Says Rav Tzadok HaKohen, Bein V'Inyinei HaGuf. Whether b'inyinei ha-nefesh, says Rav Tzadok HaKohen, sometimes b'nei Torah reads certain Sfarim, and the Sfarim it says there's certain aveiros that are so chamor. The Zohar says you can't do tshuva. Do you want to know? Number 13. There's certain averas. The Zohar says, you can't do tshuva. Says Rav Tzadik, no! Al yisyaish! Don't give up hope. You could always do tshuva. Like the Shlach HaKadosh says in Gemara Chagiga, why didn't Acher do tshuva? So Acher heard a bas call. The bas call cried out, Shuvu vanim shayvavim chutz mei Acher. So Acher said, the Rebbe Hashem doesn't want me to do tshuva. No! He made a mistake. You know what Acher's mistake was? He gave up. He didn't know that when Chazal say in Psochim, Koma she'or malcha bal abayis asei, chutz mitzei, whatever the master tells you, do, until he tells you to leave, then you don't have to listen. Who's the bal abayis? The Ribbono shel Olam, says the Shlach. When the Ribbono shel Olam tells you to do something, you do it, unless he says, say. Unless he says, get lost, I'm not interested in you. You don't have to listen to him then. He doesn't really mean it. When the ultimate Baal HaBayis says, say, you don't listen. Says Rav Tzadok HaKohen, B'inyanei HaGuf, B'inyanei HaNefesh, whatever dimension in life, whatever domain in life, when you think it's impossible, when you think it's hopeless, the definition of a Yid is Ayin LeYehudi LeHisyayish Mishum Davar. You know why a Jew never gives up hope? It's not just something that we're able to do, but it's in the very DNA of a Yid, in the very fabric of every single Jew, is the ability to rise above hopelessness. You know why? Just imagine, says Rav Tzadok HaKohen, you know, if we were starting Klal Yisrael, so you take a nice Talmid Chacham named Abraham Avinu, and he'll marry a wonderful girl out of the best seminary. She'll come back 19 years old, and 9 months later, they'll have their first kid, and happily ever after. Says Rav Tzadok HaKohen, it didn't happen that way. Abraham Avinu was 99 years old. He still had no children. Abraham Avinu wasn't old. The Medrash says he was toichein ve'enoi poilet. He was not capable of producing a child. Sori Aminu was not just a zakena. Sori Aminu was not only an akara. The Gemara in Yevama says she was an islandess. She had no rechem. If they would have gone to, you know, the fertility specialist, they wouldn't have said, you know, this is highly unlikely or very improbable. The specialist would have said it's downright impossible to have a child. And lo and behold, the room is full tonight. We're all B'nai Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam do it that way? It says, Rav Tzadok HaKohen, the Ribbono Shel Olam created Klal Yisrael out of the impossible, so that there is no such thing as impossible. So that there's no such thing as yush. There's no such thing as throwing in the towel. That no matter how bleak and how desperate and how dire the situation may be, it's everything is possible. Mashiach will come when everybody gives up hope and thinks it will never come. Because that's the way things work with Klal Yisrael. We rise above hopelessness. We rise above yush. When things are black, Maizeda said, I never heard him say this before. He said when he was in Auschwitz and Dachau, every single day he thought Mashiach is coming today. Mashiach is coming today. He said it was a nes. He was one of the last rooms in Auschwitz that the people weren't gassed. Every day he saw people, for the last 72 years, he says Kaddish 3 times a day for the Kedoshim. Why? Because when he was in the death camps, he saw the old men being taken away, screaming, who's going to say Kaddish for us? So he was makabel on himself to say Kaddish. When we walked into the room recently, and he sees children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, he's so overcome. He was in the crematoria. And to see Doiros, the Doiros. But that's how Hashem created Klal Yisrael. Hashem created Klal Yisrael out of Abraham and Sarah to demonstrate there is no such thing as too dire, too bleak, too impossible. Marv Ravoy said, you know what the most desperate situation possibly was? After those four kings conquered the five kings, and now you have Lot captured by the four kings, and you have Avraham Avinu with an army of, 318 yeshiva bachrim, and even they couldn't stick it out. And now think about it. You had the four kings beat the five kings, and now Avraham Avinu and his steward is fighting against the four kings. So what would any regular person do? Throw in the towel. Yiyush. It's impossible. Give up hope. I mean, the situation of Avraham rescuing Lot from the four kings was mamish cherev chada. It's impossible. But Marav Rabbeisai, how does a person overcome Yiyush? How does a person overcome the impossible? How often do we lift up our hands to the Shemayim? We say, Shir Lamalois. I lift up my hands. I lift up my eyes. Where is my help going to come from? Me'ayin. Me'ayin. From nowhere. Where is it going to come from? It's impossible. Me'ayin yavai ezri. I don't see a way out. You know what the answer to that question is? Ezri me'im Hashem oisei shamayim bar. Our help will come from the Ribbono Shel who created heaven and earth. Out of what did the Ribbono Shel create heaven and earth? Out of what? Me'ayin. Yesh me'ayin. When a person doesn't know me'ayin yavai ezri, it doesn't have to come from anything. It could come me'ayin. The same way the Ribbono Shel created the world, yesh me'ayin, he will bring Ezra me'ayin. You only need to know one thing. He's standing at your right side and he could help you, me'ayin. Avraham Avinu recognizes that this is a situation where a regular person would have yiyush. Yiyush is gematria, says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, 317. But how does a yid overcome yiyush? Eliezer! What does Eliezer mean? Tzadok HaKohen's famous klal is, you look in the first time in the Torah where the word is explained. Moshe Rabbeinu names his son Eliezer. Why does he name his son Eliezer? Because when Paroi took the sword and struck it at the neck of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was cherev chada munachas al tzavarei shel adam, but the Yonshan made a miracle at the last moment. And Moshe Rabbeinu was ayin la'atzmoy min harachamim. So he called his son Eliezer, Ki Elokei Avi B'Ezri V'Yatzileni Mecherev Paroi. Avraham Avinu knows there's only one way to overcome 317. There's only one way to one-up Yiyush. You know how you one-up Yiyush? 318. Eliezer, the Amuna Shalema that the Ribbono Shel Olam is standing with you and is ready and able and wants to help you out of any matzav, even a matzav of Me'ayin. Ein liYehudi lehisyayish mishum davar. That's the koyach of Eliezer. The remez here is what Chazal are teaching us is that when the situation seems impossible, physically, emotionally, spiritually, shiduchim, children, everybody has a certain matzav. Me'ayin yavai ezri, ezri me'im Hashem, oisei shamayim v'aratz. But ein li Yehudi l'hisyayish b'shem davar. So I heard an incredible remez. Only a yid could have such emuna. But a guy, Hagar, Vayichlu amayim in achemes. The water was depleted. Vatashlech es hayeled tachas achar hasichim. So I saw in the Sefer Shvilei Pinchas, sichim. That's 318. Siach is 318. When the situation is desperate for a guy, tachas achar hasichim. They fall under 318. They fall into yish. But ein li Yehudi lehisyayish b'shem davar. David HaMelech says, Shuvah Hashem chaltza nafshi. Rashi Tevois, Shin Yod Ches, Eliezer, 318. When Chizkiyo said, Kach mekublani mi beis avi Abba, it's well known, the Zohar HaKadosh says, that when Avram Avinu went to rescue Lot, he's not just rescuing Lot, you think he cares so much about Lot? It's not all about Lot. By the way, the Arizal says, incredible remez, mamish remez nifla. It says, Vayikach es Lot, ve'es rechushoi, ben achi Avram. It's mamish one of the most peladic psukim in the whole Chumash. Listen carefully. Vayikach es Lot, ve'esru chushai ben achi Avram. So let's get the story straight. They took Lot's couch. And who's Lot's couch? Lot's couch is the son of the brother of Abraham. Right? So Abraham had a brother, and this brother gave birth to a couch, and they kidnapped the couch. I mean, that's what the pasuk says. Vayikach es Lot ve'esru chushai, and you know who rechushai is? Ben achi Avram. So all in first match, Vayikach es Lot ben achi Avraham ve'es rechushai. You want to see a beautiful pshat? See the main base hashav Reb Shimon Shvav. The Arizal says, "Likutei Torah," that the neshama that was hidden in Lot that Avraham was looking to save was nishmas Rava, and the Rashi Tevos of rechushai ben achi is Rava, and the Torah wrote it that way out of order to merames to Rava. That's what the Arizal says. But the Zayar says, I guess more. Who we know who was in Lot? Who was Avraham Avinu looking to rescue? Who descended from Lot? Rus, David, Melech HaMashiach. So Chizkiyahu says, Kach mikoblani mi beis avi Abba, have a Messiah from David. That even in the most desperate situation, al yimna atzmoy min arachamim. How did David know that? Where did David get it from? This Maisa. Where Avraham Avinu said, Yosh, we don't care about Yosh. 317, we don't take 317, we always take 318. We take Eliezer, we rise above Yosh. Says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, one of the most important mitzvahs in the Torah is never to forget. No matter how lowly a yid falls, no matter how dirty, how sullied, how rachlik from the Ribbono Shel Olam a yid feels, but just realize one thing. You're not more distant than Klal Yisrael was before the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of Mitzrayim. When the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of Mitzrayim, we were nearly on the 50th level of Tumah. Had we remained a moment longer, we would have fallen to the point of no return. We were Eirayim Ve'Arya. And yet the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of Mitzrayim. Says Reb Tzadok HaKohen. Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim is the yisoid of Kol HaTorah Kula. That it doesn't matter what Yid did yesterday, last night, 10 years ago, or every day of one's life until Hayoim. It's all about today. It's all about today. So an amazing thing, also from the Shvilei Pinchas. You know, there's a mitzvah in the Torah. In the first parasha of Shema, Shanochi Mitzavcha Hayoim, Vayim Shema Yitzvah Hayoim, every day should be kechadashim. Every day should be kechadashim. And in fact, the Ribbono Shel Olam is mechadesh b'chol yom tamid maaseh bereishis. Why is the Ribbono Shel Olam mechadesh b'chol yom tamid maaseh bereishis? Because he wants us to be mahu afata. Every day a yid is mechadesh himself. A yid reinvents himself. It doesn't matter what I did yesterday. Ben Ishchai writes that you feel your neshama is sullied, you feel dirtied, it's not even true. Every day you wake up with a new neshama. Chadashim labekarim rabbi amunasecha. Whatever neshama you have yesterday does not in any way affect today's neshama. This is the yisoid we learn from Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's the cornerstone of Torah Mitzvahs. You never give up. You could be kemat the 50th level of Tumah. Cherev chadam unachas al tzavari shel adam. Maybe we could suggest that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam made the two miracles, the Nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Nes of the rescue of Lot on the same night. It all stemmed from the Shoresh of Eliezer, of rising above the impossible, rising above Yosh. So the woman comes into the Bezin of Rav Nachman. And says, Rav Nachman, I get it. You're a big London. So you say like this, Rav Nachman. You figure I'm a wimpy lady, and the Reish Galusa is powerful. So they took away my beams. So I was miyayish. And now, with Shinoi Rishos, you're kinda. One problem, Rav Nachman. You think I was miyayish. You know who the Tata was? Not the Baal Chesed. Not the Rosh HaMaminim, not the Rosh HaMakarvim. The Tata was the one who had 318 slaves. The Tata was the one who said, Yush! We don't care about Yush. We rise above Yush. Nothing's impossible. We never give up hope, no matter how bleak. You're keeping the beam because you think I was Meyayish. Ein li Yehudi l'hisyayish b'shum oifen. You know where I come from? I come from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu takes 318. 318 is the kayach to rise above Yush. May the Rosh Hashem grant us all siyata d'shmaya to always feel Elokei Avi Be'ezri, to feel the Rosh Hashem with us. And we should have the kayach and the chizuk to rise above all the challenges. Bein beguf, bein benefesh, bein b'neshama. May Rosh Hashem give us siyata d'shmaya. We should all have Yeshua's. Benachamois, Abi Askoel Tzadak. Shkoya. Shkoya.